What is up, Board 8? Do you get it? Check my brain. Get it? I get it. My name is Ice Hawk. It's my Game Facts name. Welcome to the Serious Business Podcast, because a serious board needs a serious podcast. A very serious podcast. We have a very serious show with you with very serious issues and very serious brain surgery to discuss. My sidekick, as always, the award-winning Neon Reaper. The best
co-host winner.
4-8 podcasts. Me. That includes Ed Bellis.
Yeah.
You got last place.
Who is our recorder? Ed, what's up?
Hey, I'm glad to be here for this very special episode of Serious Business.
Yeah, let's mute Neon during the Rusty interview. I don't trust him. And welcome our guest. We've had hype for weeks. Rusty, what's up?
Nothing much. Just here on the podcast.
Just about to have brain surgery.
Yeah, answer any of your questions.
All right, well, I got lots of questions to ask, Rusty, so let's get to them. First off, I don't think people really know your life story, and it is quite interesting and slightly depressing. So just give it up. Tell us.
Well, my mom died 5 years ago because she got pretty into cocaine. My dad died recently because he got in a car crash. I actually recently got robbed as well. And I have this brain hemorrhage. Kind of sucks.
How can you not vote this guy for user of the year? Huh? Well, that's an amazing story. So let's hear some detail. I mean, you've had your email topic.
Yeah.
But we haven't given any real details on it. So can we just get some details on the surgery? Just what's going to happen, your chances, etc.
Well, my chances are 35 I make it and 65 I don't. And 5% I become mentally retarded and 5% I become a vegetable.
That's a little grim. What is
also 110%.
That's rusty.
Are you done in Canada?
Yeah, free healthcare. Oh,
no wonder it's only 35.
I might have the percentage. What percentage is wrong?
I find it weird. Is the percentage just off previous cases or something?
Probably. They don't really do this that often, the surgery.
But you will have the best performing on you, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Well, the best that Canada has to offer.
Well, hopefully.
So you have been known as a bit of a pothead in the past. Do you think that relates to your life, just being so fucked up?
Possibly. Could explain some things that happened.
Speaking of fucked up lives, Silver Ermine just came on Skype. Animals. I mean, brain surgery or being a furry? How has not smoking made you stronger, would you say? Or has it made you stronger?
I still feel the same. Just, yeah, basically the same.
So it's really not worth it.
Well, I guess it's worth it in the long run. Because it gives me better chances of making it through, but yeah.
So after the surgery, do you think you'll go back to it at all?
Maybe as a weekend person, but not go as intense as I used to.
Yeah, you used to, no offense, you used to get pretty retarded. I'd never seen anyone get like that after smoking pot. It's kind of funny though. It's okay.
Yeah.
I like laughing at you. I have the logs, but I won't tell anyone.
You posted the logs already one time.
Oops. Why do I always do that?
Oh, I suck.
I just can't resist, damn it.
But he won't tell anybody. He promises Scout's honor.
Yeah. I wasn't in the Boy Scouts, though, so whoops.
Girl Scouts, maybe.
Have you considered turning to religion at all leading up to this brain surgery?
Not really. I've never been a religious person.
Even with, the thoughts of the afterlife, they don't bother you?
No. Never really thought.
Lucid would be proud of you. Have you done anything special in the weeks leading up to the surgery?
Well, I've just been hanging out with friends, guys who I've been pretty close to.
So nothing. So, well, I guess that's special in its own way, but you didn't do anything crazy.
No, Can't afford it.
Ah, Jesus, man. You're one depressing motherfucker. So you've been hanging around Board 8 a decent amount. Like, you've been, I'm not going to say you're around all the time, but you've been on, like, probably every day or so. So you're totally okay.
I try to.
You're okay with being on B8, like, pre-surgery?
Yeah, there's some pretty good people on here.
Are you, now, you may have heard that Strike B is dying.
I haven't heard of this, actually.
Oh, basically, he's a lying sack of shit. So, are you offended at all that, like, someone would be on here, like, oh, I'm dying, like, as a ploy for attention?
Well, it's kind of funny. It's just not worth it.
Yeah, I just thought it was weird. You know, I mean, no offense to you, Rusty, but when you first told me that you didn't know, or that you might be dying, or you were dying, or you're getting surgery, whatever it is, I didn't believe you at all. I was like, yo, Lisa, is this guy legit? And he was like, yeah. And then I asked someone else, and asked someone else. So I verified it. No offense. It's not so much that I don't trust you, but, I mean, Shake, you got people like Stripey. You know, some people go for the attention. So it's because of people like Stripey that people on the internet who say they're in, like, that kind of situation aren't believed. And Shake.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Nian, you were around for the Shake thing, right?
Yeah, it was great. Like, there was like three people that didn't believe him. I didn't believe him, but I had fun with it.
So you have is the email topic still up, Rusty?
No, that purged a long time ago, but I still have it saved on my computer.
I feel like you should maybe repost it one more time, just in case. Maybe give the details on the surgery. Just let everyone know what's going on.
I'll do it after the podcast.
Yeah. The surgery is what day?
Friday.
What time?
I'm not sure yet. It's probably in the middle of the day.
Will you be on Board 8 the day before or the day before that or something?
Maybe the day before or the other day before.
I think you should definitely make like a talks to the users topic, you know.
Just I was thinking of that, actually.
I think that'd be a good idea. Just like a couple days from now, just beforehand. Well, thank you for answering all my very difficult questions. Neon, do you have any questions you want to ask Rusty?
Yeah, I was actually kind of curious, like, what is, like, the worst possible outcome for you? Like, would it be
would
death,
you rather
or
die,
would it...
or vegetable, or what?
I'd actually think vegetable, because I wouldn't be able to do anything, but my body would still be there, and other people would suffer, because I'm still actually alive, but they can't communicate with me.
Mm. How about retarded versus death?
Well, you can kind of deal with that, but...
Ertu is very happy.
Yeah, he seems happy. You could make match picks.
I can't draw.
Well, it doesn't stop at
I'm retarded, you get the ability to draw. It's just how it works.
Ertu is like a savant, you know.
He works those crayons. He works them without chewing them. That's the hard part.
But by God, he's always inside the lines, without a doubt.
Well,
I swear to God, he's always on, just making stupid topics.
I always thought I thought I read somebody once upon a time talk about it, that there's actually like a couple people doing it, so it's not just like one person with a lot of free time, but it's a few people that are like in on the joke, and that's why he kind of has a few different like personality twists to him.
I think he just tries too hard to fit in.
He might just be.
I don't think anyone's actually drawing terrible pictures in order to try and pass off a joke alt.
Yeah, but if it's just like one person like doing that, but he doesn't do anything else for it, I don't know. A team.
I still buy he's real. I just think he became self-aware, basically.
Yes.
It is learning.
All right, let's move on to the news. Maybe less depressing news. So Rusty has brain surgery. That's more news. Just kidding. We already talked about that. Contest talk, much more upbeat. Just kidding. Seriously, missing no matches are like life or death shit, honestly. Missing no versus Sephiroth. Sephiroth pulled it off. Snake won, but had his own struggles with Pikachu. Who do you guys think's the favorite going into the big Seth versus Snake matchup?
Sephiroth.
You think he's the favorite based on the results? You don't even know what's been going on this week, so.
Dude, he beat goddamn a bunch. He beat like a Tetris block. He's ready.
Ed, Mr. Statner, what do you think?
Probably Seth has the advantage. I went with Snake in my bracket just because it seemed like a lot of the factors were for Snake, but I don't know. I think Seth...
I mean, it's worth noting that Seth had the Pikachu. He had the solid shit pick.
True.
And I'm not one to think that picks really matter, but I think in that case, that's like the one... It's the one picture that actually might make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, like, every match he gets that, he underperforms hideously. Like, it's pretty obvious that it matters.
Russ, did you have Seth or Snake?
In my bracket, I have Seth over Gordon Freeman. Whew. But yeah, I'm going to take Sephiroth in this one.
Hey, I have Gordon Freeman, too. High five.
Fucking the stat nerd at Bellis.
I never said I was a good stat nerd.
No, more contest news is that Charizard's been making an amazing run. He's beating Bowser today.
I don't think he should have beat Bowser.
As in, you don't think he should, or...
Like... it's kind of ridiculous. It's a Pokemon. It's not even a character.
Oh, 3% picked Charizard in that match. Wow.
Are you serious? 3%?
Yeah, 3.17.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's I was one of the 8%, but man, that's... I didn't have the balls to go that far.
Yeah. You think more people would have picked it, because it seems like, I don't know, people are really high on Pokemon. You think a lot more people would have gone with that.
Oh, God. The new leaderboard, Exos in third. Kill me. So, yeah, Charizard is moving on to the Elite Eight. Do you guys think he is the strongest Pokemon that could possibly be in the contest, or do you think there's one that could even top Charizard?
Maybe Missing No.
I think Missing No's time is come and gone. Ed.
Well, if they fought like today, I don't know who would win.
Ed.
I don't know. I figure if it's anybody else besides Charizard, it'd probably be Mewtwo. But Mewtwo's already been in the contest.
I was thinking Blastoise.
I don't know. I mean,
the thing with Charizard is, yeah, I don't think there's any way anyone could... Charizard had the badass factor in the show. Like, he was the coolest fucking Pokemon in the show. The best Pokemon card was like Charizard. Everyone wanted the rare Charizard card. He was on the cover of Pokemon Red, which is the most famous Pokemon. Like
Pokemon Blue's better, by the way.
And it was just—he's. I don't think he can be topped. I think he's the strongest Pokemon. Would you guys like to see more Pokemon in the next contest, Rusty?
No.
Neon.
Yeah, probably 20.
Oh, for sure.
That's the number I've thought about is like 20 of them.
Ed,
I think if it makes for more interesting matches, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't want to see a million Pokemon, but I would be interested to see like Blastoise get in.
I want more Bidoof in these contests.
No thanks.
Hey, we got Eldesu in the top 50 in the leaderboard.
Did you guys hear he's gaining weight? What's up with that, huh?
He eats a lot of bad food.
Wait, which ignored account is Eldesu? Is that Hippo?
Yeah, it's Hippo.
You could say that Hippo's becoming a
Hippo.
Wait, how was that even remotely clever?
Damn, I'm good.
You the man.
In other contest news, well, the leaderboards had a little bit of shuffle after the Charizard-Bowser match, but just recently, we still have Palmer as number one, and we have stat nerds like Blazer and Dr. Football up there. Congrats to Dr. Football for getting back up there, by the way. Early in the contest, it was like Dr. Football fever, and then he kind of fell off the map, but he's back. He's back, bitches. So yeah, Palmer and Blazer, top two. What does that say about the contest in general and picking the contest?
When a gem like Puke in My Pot is like on the leaderboard but can't get past them, I think it's unfair.
Personally, I just think it shows that in the one-on-one format, I mean, you're just as good doing coin tosses for any controversial match. As long as you have like a general understanding of the contest and don't make like terrible choices, I think all the work that the stat nerds do is pretty useless. That's just what I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's funny because, you know, people always bitch about, oh, I shouldn't have listened to the board in this match if I had gone with my gut. And then like 85% of the top 50 is like board 8 people. Well, like 95.
Well, yeah, because they have a general understanding of power, but in terms of any controversial match, like, they can't differentiate themselves from anyone else who knows like the basics and doesn't do much work.
Well, I think if
like,
you know,
you guys spend
like,
fucking hours on that shit, and you still can't like really top.
You don't lump me in
you
that
can't
category.
Top Palmer. You're losing to Palmer. Congrats.
Everybody's losing to Palmer, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Except I didn't put hours of work into my bracket.
Neither did I.
People are losing to El Desu, number 38.
But yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, knowledge of past contests helps too. I mean, like.
Sure, but
there's only so much it can get you.
I'm just saying, all the debating that you guys do, all the work, all the talking, it doesn't even help you.
Bring back four ways.
Yeah, I agree. Four ways do take skill.
No, they don't. Four ways take less skill than anything.
They take way more.
Four ways are harder.
Four ways are harder, yeah, but there's also like all these factors that are like impossible.
Yeah, you have to think about it. You have to actually think. Instead of flipping, I could flip a coin and do just as good as I did.
I completely disagree.
I could flip a coin for any... Well, I'm not going to flip a coin over Link versus Thrall, but I could flip a fucking coin on, I don't know...
Charizard Bowser.
Yeah, and that... Well, I would have to flip a coin to get to Charizard Bowser, but...
Well, this is getting complicated.
I know.
Yeah, this is a multi-headed coin here.
I think Rusty is like asleep.
Well, the point is, if I flip a coin on every match that people were debating... I could do just as good as anybody else.
Like
that's how
we're wasting Rusty's final hours about this. Let's go.
Jesus, Neon. Jesus, Neon. Speaking of final hours, SBO lost an account bet to Chris over Sonic vs. Kirby.
And he already left, too, before this.
What'd you say?
He left the board, apparently, but...
But oh, no one noticed or cared.
I hadn't noticed him in months. So it was kind of like, all of a sudden, hey, I had an account bet.
Yeah, I think this is like the first post I saw from him in like 3 months, and he was like, "I'm closing my account." Like,
it could just be that he's so not memorable.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I think people only remember him for one thing, and that's
numbers.
Crying about
not having
his numbers in the
account. Chris is now 5-1 in account bets, but like, I want an asterisk next to that because picking on the Special Olympics of Board 8 isn't really worth much. So anyway, I'd like a moment of silence for SBO, and I'd just like to say a few words. SBO...
Wait, is this in addition to the moment of silence, or is this like while we're doing the moment of silence?
Yeah. Okay, moment of silence first.
Yeah.
Okay, that was the moment. So yeah, SBO is survived by his numbers, and they cared about each other a lot, and... You know, there's you know, SBO had a lot of SBO, you could say, had infinite choices for numbers in his life, but he chose one number, well, a collection of four numbers, which ended up being 4,000, and it was a number that was very special to him, and then he brought with him everywhere, including the user contests, and if he was separated from his numbers, it was very distressing because he was very close to those numbers. So I'm sure 4,000 is mourning, and I hope that when 4,000 dies, that SBO and 4,000 reunite and have wonderful babies in the afterlife as Rusty watches. Oops, low blow.
So I want to say that Dark Young Link in this topic for SBO wanted Sir Chris to lose. He wanted SBO to survive.
Dark Young Link, top tier user, guys.
I like to share my favorite SBO moment with.
Yes, please.
In SBO was in Summer Contest Mafia, which was the first game I hosted, and I replaced him roughly 4 or 5 hours into the game because he was like blatantly not trying and like trolling the entire time, and then like
you realize he's just that dumb.
Yeah, like I realize that now, but then like
why is this guy not trying?
Like
he's mentally deficient.
somebody posted like, SBO, you need to stop bumming the topic and say something, and he quoted the post and said something, and then I replaced him.
It's like you're hosting your first Mafia game and you like signs up and you're like, what is this retard fucking trolling my topic? Like, he's in the game. Why isn't he trying? Ertu, why don't you try? That's what you did to SBO.
Basically. I feel kind of bad about it now. Like, I put undue pressure on this guy to perform at a basic level.
You know, he takes some time to get into the game. Give him day two, he would have nailed scum left and right,
bro.
He
was the cop, funnily enough.
They could have used his stuff.
Yeah, he was the cop.
Rusty, do you have any last words for SBA?
Oh, he's just a dumbass. He doesn't deserve any.
No. He's... No.
I actually think I read that Mafia game and saw that moment.
Yeah.
Everyone gave Rusty a chance when he kind of seemed mentally deficient at Mafia.
I haven't played Mafia in a long time now.
It was good times when you first started. Do you remember those days, Rusty?
Oh, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, just a little. So, speaking of Sir Chris, let's go to the Chris contest.
Oh, wait, 1 minute. Speaking of Sir Chris and Rusty and Mafia, Rusty, because you are potentially at the end of days here, do you want to admit to throwing that one Mafia game that Tom hosted, or are you innocent?
I actually never did that.
I believe you.
Throwing that what?
There was a Mafia game, and I think somebody on the Mafia team, like, IM'd somebody on the town or something like that. And yeah, Sir Chris thought it was Rusty.
Oh, Chris, what a bitch. A guy with a brain tumor in the future. He picked on.
Yeah,
that was... What a fucking asshole.
Sir Chris would pick on the guy with the brain tumor.
Dude,
I don't...
Seriously. Rusty, do you have any, like, words you want to say? You know, Chris is I feel like Chris has been hard on you over the years. Is there anything you want to say to Chris?
He kind of helped me through, so...
Oh, fuck him.
But fuck the Mafia game.
Mute him. He's not allowed to say nice. I don't want another Ryoko on this show.
Well, I kind of didn't understand him. I only kind of understood that he actually thought it was me when DNEA fined me. So...
DNEA.
I'm like, wait, I actually didn't know he was legit.
Hey, whatever happened to that DNEA giveaway topic? Did he just, like, quit on that?
Probably.
Was it just, like, a cruel joke? I bet it was. So user watching the Chris contest. I just find the Chris contest interesting because we have lots of users in it. So it's fun to see how the users stack up against normal shit. Casanova Zealous defeated Christopher Knight in round one, 8-7. Not a strong performance. I don't even know what Christopher Knight is.
Isn't he, like, the guy that played Newman? Or no, that's Wayne Knight.
Oh, exactly. Cokes defeated Crystal Pepsi. Get it? 11-5. So Coke is better than Pepsi? Cokes. So that actually sets up a user versus user matchup in round two. Cokes versus Casanova. So I'm sure Cokes will take that because Casanova didn't do well.
You're Peter Brady.
Ulti defeated Ganon 1025, 18-7. The fact that Ganon got 7 votes on him does not bode well for Ulti's future in this contest. We have Ulti versus A Christmas Story in round two. What do you guys predict on that one? Rusty?
I've actually never seen A Christmas Story.
Wow.
They don't have Christmas in Canada.
Oh, good point. Don't they have, like, the jolly elf who brings, like, shoes or something to the children?
You think of the Jolly Green Giant?
No, that's what Canada has, the Jolly Elf.
The Jolly Green Giant.
The jolly bag of milk.
Yeah, but and Santa lives in Canada, so...
Frozen green
bean. He comes to Canada.
So who do you got in Ulti versus Christmas Story?
I'm probably going to say Ulti because users usually vote for users.
Yeah, but Ulti lost 7 votes to Ganon. Come on. Neon. Ulti
even or... if you like Ulti, there's no way you can in good conscience vote against Christmas Story.
Ed?
Yeah, I'm probably going to go with the Christmas Story just because Ulti probably gets, like, anti-votes, like, as you can see with Ganon. And, I don't know, Christmas Story is actually, like, legitimately popular, so I don't think, unless, like, Ulti rallies, I don't think it'll actually be close.
Ulti will definitely rally. He cares a lot. He'd rally in a sex contest. That doesn't even make sense.
And he's still lost.
Who's had the most sex contest? You would rally in that for sure. So yeah, I'm gonna vote Ulti because
this is the most serious of serious businesses.
No fucking shit. I'm actually gonna vote for Ulti just because I Christmas Story, I've seen it too many times. They showed it in school, like, every year when I was growing up. So, yeah.
Oh, you suck.
Eh, fuck you, oldie. Or, I mean, Neon.
Oops. Freudian, yeah. He's all chubbed up for oldie.
Oh, God. Boner. Boner for the shirt. Sir Chris defeated Chris Moneymaker, 17-2. But Chris is a noob at poker, so... But, yeah, we have Chris versus Kirby 64 in round two. I'm sure Chris takes that. And FFD defeated the Dark Crystal, 15-4, and FFD versus Christopher Nolan in round two. Probably FFD.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to games. Final Fantasy 13 came out this week, and a million topics on the board about it. Ed, I know you don't have it because you're not a gamer. Neon doesn't have it. Rusty, do you have it?
No. Ah. I'll eventually get it.
All right. Sorry, what was that?
Because I played through, like, every FF game so far.
So you will be getting it eventually, assuming
you Yeah.
do. You're going to survive.
Hopefully.
Well, I have it. I bought it just for the podcast, just because I want to talk about it. No. I bought it because I want it.
That's dedication right there.
Yeah, seriously. Hey, I bought a $10 mic for this fucking show, so.
Yeah, so did I, actually.
There we go. Jacko bought a like $15 mic just to be on last week. So hey. So anyway, I think it's a great game. Has a pretty strong cast. The battle system's really, I think it's my favorite Final Fantasy battle system. And the storytelling is very Lost-esque, which I enjoy. I think it's very different from usual video game. Because usual video game has relatively straightforward narrative, I'd say. And then like you might get a plot twist or two. But the plot twists are never like kind of hinted to you in advance, like, strongly, and, like, Final Fantasy 13 asks you these questions, and you think about them, and then eventually the answer's revealed. Kind of like Lost. So I really like that. I think it's a unique game, and I think it's really fun, and I actually think the reviewers kind of underrated it. A lot of them were giving it 8, like, middle 8. I think it's better than that. I think it might be, like, Final Fantasy 10 and then Final Fantasy 13 so far. I'm only halfway through the game, but I think it might end up being my favorite Final Fantasy, and that's pretty crazy, but I really think so. So another thing to talk about with this is Lightning, who did pretty well against Sonic. Do you guys think that Lightning could beat Sonic in the next contest?
No.
No.
Nope.
Lightning got 39% on Sonic.
Do you think she could win?
Yes. Lightning's a main character in an FF game. It's on 360 and the PS3. It's Sonic's... Sonic's a little bit weaker. I think Lightning. I would take Lightning over Sonic in the next contest.
I'd take Sash over over Sonic.
Oh, Saz is the fucking man, but Lightning. I mean, the main character factor is always big in the game.
One less bracket to worry about.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah, I'm gonna flip in a coin next minute, so.
I'd flip.
Neon, what is wrong with you?
What is going on?
Neon, is your wife like beating you?
Why?
You can talk to Ulti about that.
Oh. No, I'm asleep, dude.
Now your mic's quiet.
I don't know what to tell you.
Exactly. So yeah, Lightning over Sonic next year. Book it. God of War 3 is also coming out in a few days. Neon, you getting that?
Yes, I am.
First day?
I pre-ordered it just now on Amazon for the $10 off promotion they have, and the Apollo armor.
Oh, isn't that the GameStop exclusive?
They have a different armor.
Oh.
Every place gets their own. There's like four different ones.
It's so stupid. I hate that whole... I pre-ordered Mass Effect 2 and I never even used my armor, the whatever I got. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
Another game coming out, expansion for Dragon Age, Dragon Age Origins Awakening. Are you getting that one yet?
Yeah, but not right away. I got a little bit more to dig out right now, but I'll be picking it up in the summer.
Yeah, I don't know if I can get back into Dragon Age after playing Mass Effect 2 and Final Fantasy 13, because Dragon Age battle system really pales in comparison to those games. But I have lots of achievements still to get in Dragon Age, so hey, maybe I'll do it. Pokemon! Heart Gold, Soul Silver. You getting it? Ed.
What? No, I never played a Pokemon game.
Never?
Nope.
Wow. The board's all got a chub for it. I don't know how people can still play these games. Like, not only are they playing these sequels, which are pretty much the same as the old games, now they're playing remakes of these games that are the same as the other games. I don't know. How are they not getting tired of it yet?
Does my mic really go up and down in volume?
God, I hate you. You're really a terrible sidekick.
But he's like, award-winning.
Like, before the show, I'm like, you know what I always do before the show? I'm like, oh, this is going to be a great show. You know, Nian's a great sidekick. Ed's a pretty solid addition to the show. And, you know, we got this guest host. It's going to be a great show. And then, like, Nian gets on the show, and he's just like, yeah, I had some Percocet. Like, what?
So the cord might just kind of be not in it all the way. But
Okay. Perfect Dark.
Yes.
I'm not getting the Pokemon game.
Are you guys getting Perfect? I know we all have Xbox Live.
I am.
No.
Are you getting Perfect Dark, Neon?
I am not.
No
I
nostalgia?
I didn't think I really played it before, so.
I played GoldenEye. I never played Perfect Dark.
Perfect Dark's better.
Yeah, Perfect Dark is like GoldenEye, but better, basically.
Yeah, GoldenEye wasn't that special for me.
I can't replay the N64 games, like these N64 shooters, but it might be fun with an Xbox controller. I don't know. I'll think about it.
I heard they're also letting you have an option to make like modern first person controls there too. Like, well, you can control it like Halo, I think.
Oh, like, well, wait, who would want to control it with one joystick?
I don't know. I wouldn't mind that. I can't get used to.
That's because you don't play video games.
Well, I can't get used to like modern first person controls because I don't play them too often.
Yeah, that's the point. Like, you play one and then you're used to it.
Yeah.
So yeah, the board's pretty excited for that one. And on a side note, I thought this, like, we have a lot of games coming out this week. It's a little awkward talking about if you're going to get it with Rusty here, because I don't think Rusty's getting any games this week.
I, like, never get games anyway.
You've played every Final Fantasy.
Yeah, but that's over the years, collecting them.
So which of these games, because you're going to come out and search you, which of these games would you be getting, like, eventually? Final Fantasy?
Probably Final Fantasy 13.
Not Pokemon.
I already have the gold version, so I'm
Perfect
good with
Dark.
That.
Would you get Perfect Dark?
I already have it on the N64.
Well, yeah, but you can't play that online.
So, I don't play online.
But yeah, I felt a little awkward leaving you out of that conversation, so sorry about that. But, like...
Oh, that's okay.
I knew you were going to say no to every answer, so... let's talk about me and Ed's gaming projects. Ed, you missed me trash talking the fuck out of you last week.
Oh, and I'm sure I missed that. Yeah, I mean, it's like I get it every time we talk.
So in my SNES project, I've been a little slow this week because I had Final Fantasy 13 to play, but I stopped playing the DBZ RPG because, well, A, it was bad. B, if your characters die in like this big boss fight, then you don't get them in like the next planet ever, apparently, and I didn't know that, so. I wasn't that careful in the fight.
But you can resurrect them with the Dragon Balls!
No, because you're on Planet Namek and you have to collect them or something. But it's like, why would anyone want to revive Chao Tzu?
Chao Tzu!
Like, do I really need Chao Tzu revive? Like, so we have one more wish left. Do we revive Chao Tzu or do we, like, get money? Dude, I want money.
Yeah, he can do a worthless suicide attack that barely dents armor.
Like, do we really need to resurrect Krillin? Really? But, like, you need Krillin for Namek, because, like, it's going to be hard. All I had left was, like, Gohan and Tien, so. See, I quit. But, yeah, I put a couple hours in. It was a weak game, but if you're really, like, hardcore DBZ, it might be fun. The battle system's kind of cool, because it's just like DBZ. Like, they fight. Dodge, you know, Kamehameha, except without that, except just the animation. Now I'm playing Arcana, which is a dungeon crawl first person, which I usually hate, but you actually get a map in this game, so that's been helpful. So that game's like average. I could see myself beating it. You know, it's a little boring, but it's not bad. Ed, how's your gaming project going?
You're funny.
Did the topic purge yet?
No, but I haven't posted it in like a week.
Your project always stay alive, no matter how. You always have like a devote following.
I know. It's mostly like Carvey and Drakeren that keep it alive.
Yeah, so, Ed, known for successful projects.
Yeah, I can't help my reputation.
Ice Hawk, known for failing projects, huh? Let's think about that one, Board 8. Let's fucking think about that one. Fuck you. God, the board pisses me off. Random conversation of the week. Are you guys glad the contest is ending? Just simple, simple topic. Rusty, how do you feel about it?
Yes, because user of the year will be starting.
Yes.
Yes.
Rusty for posthumous.
Yeah, but I won't be around.
Rusty for posthumous user of the year.
Posthumous?
Posthumous, whatever.
Posthumous.
What if he lost to Stripey in that one? Because, like...
Yeah, I'm both... Stripey or Rusty is my pick for user of the year. Probably Stripey. Sorry, Rusty. Rusty, I mean, this is a little awkward to ask, but if you die, do you think, do you think you'd do better or worse?
Probably better.
Yeah, see, if you die, then people are like, well, I don't have to vote for him because he's not going to vote for me back. But, like, if, but it also may lead to, you know, let's, this memorial and, like, show
people
his family that he won user of the year or something. I don't know.
Plus people won't anti-vote me because I anti-voted them.
It'd be really awkward to negative through the dead guy, though. I will say that.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Like who negative three is, you know, dead guy?
Get negative three, a defenseless man. It's like pissing on a man's grave. Neon, how do you feel?
Pretty stoned.
Every week, Neon's going to be a great sidekick this week.
No, I think it's the end is always so exciting, right?
Yeah, seriously.
No, I think it's like you get to the end and you kind of know all the results at this point. It's not like a four-way where it's interesting.
Oh, it's my God.
Yes.
So now we get the kind of like straightforward, and now we have like longer matches, so it's kind of...
Oh, fuck, we do have longer matches, don't we?
Just for the last three.
Oh, good, okay.
I thought it was...
I thought it was just for the final four in the finals.
Yeah, but we'll get longer matches, so, I mean, like, matches we already know the result of, like, will be played out for even longer. So.
Yeah, the only one I really look forward to now is Seth for Snake. Yeah, personally, I just feel like when the end of the contest comes, it's almost like relief, because it's just like, you know, the board gets kind of bad at times. So,
especially for all the bad users that come.
Yeah. It's like I was looking to recruit new users, but like we got guys like Proto Piranha who says, which of these two contests would you fuck? Like what?
What?
Like that's the new users we get. So or new contestants. Which of these contestants? So
that makes a little more sense.
Which of these contests would you fuck?
Would you fuck why did they lose? Or would you fuck rate the user?
Yeah.
Where do I insert it? Like, I don't know. There's jizz on my computer screen. So I think we're all Ed, are you glad? Are you glad it's ending?
For the same reason Rusty is, yeah, I'm glad. I'm really psyched about user of the year.
Also, your projects that you don't update, they won't purge so quick.
Yeah. I'm very excited about that as well.
All right, time for my new, much anticipated topic series. Much anticipated. Wait, I exited out of one of my. I was using it like to browse, you know, so I lost it. One of my topics. That really sucks.
Just go to your history.
Oh, here it is. Okay. Top three. Okay, unfortunately, I screwed up. My thing for the week was going to be, like, if any topic went without a post for 24 hours, I'd, you know, mark it as a potential candidate so I could keep it alive. But it's tough for me to remember to bump all this shit, and I have too much stuff going on. So if anyone wants to volunteer to help me bump one post topics that don't get a post after 24 hours,
let
me know.
Not it.
Yeah, maybe Angelo or something.
Yeah, I was just say Super Angie wants it.
Maybe Carvey. So anyway, here's the three winners for this week. These are topics that are all alive, so you can search for them for yourself. number one winner. Come on, Luigi, you can do it. Mario Brother. That's it. That was by Smash Dude, and I have no idea how that got no posts. Here's number 2. I'd really like that one.
I just... like, what?
Yeah, what was he thinking? Mario Brother, what? How could anyone continue a conversation from that?
Was it like in all caps or?
No, it was just Mario Brother exclamation point.
Oh my god.
Like, do people read these topics before they post them?
No.
Number two. Man, my school's persistent agent sucks. On some days, it'll interrupt my internet every 30 minutes for no apparent reason. And some days, it'll deny me internet access altogether. That's it.
Formative.
I love your reading of these, by the way. Yeah. Altogether.
That was by Ganon Spirit. See how all these are like from users we don't even know? Okay, here's Proto Piranha, who I just mentioned for which of these would you fuck? Number three winner of the week for one post topic. Animal Crossing for GameCube is so awesome. Free NES games. I would spend hours on end playing Punch-Out for the first time in my life. Same goes for Legend of Zelda. Clue Land. Is that like KKK? Ice Climber. Mario Bros. Baseball. Wario's Woods, and especially Balloon Fight were fun multiplayer games that me and my cousin enjoyed, among more NES games. Thank you, Animal Crossing, for letting me enjoy video games for a generation that was a little bit before my time. Smiley face.
I guess that guy never heard of eBay.
That guy never heard of emulation.
Yeah. That was Proto Piranha, with a real gem, and I can't believe no one posted in that wonderful and happy topic. That guy was very happy. Like, what inspired him to make that topic? Like, hey, I'm just playing Animal Crossing. I'm so happy. I'm going to post about it.
Did I ever tell you, I have like a random Microsoft Word document where I just save absurd Board 8 topic titles.
No, you should start unveiling those on this show.
Yeah, let me see, like...
You know, we don't have time for you right now, All right. Another day.
Another day, bro. I have like 17 pages of them. It's ridiculous.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like, I don't Start even know next what week. The topics were.
Do they also have the authors next to all
no,
them?
No, unfortunately. But I can remember. I can remember most of them. Most of them were I Am Dead 7, I think.
All right, winners and losers of the week. Winners. Number one winner, Rusty, for getting brain surgery. Congrats, Rusty.
Oh, thank you.
If you go out, you go out a winner. Just know that. Like, literally, you go out a winner.
That's pretty cool, I guess.
Heroic Palmer for defying the odds and being number one. I mean, he's just like the ultimate proof that the contest... Four ways. Coin flips. Four ways.
You know, Endgamer and I are going to have a serious chat about this.
He might not appreciate my take on this subject.
I don't think he is, no. I don't appreciate your take on the subject.
No, I think Icehawk's take's a little ridiculous. I just don't quite appreciate it. Ed is not amused by that.
Ed, I
fight for my friends!
You'll get no sympathy from me.
Dr. Football for making his way back to near the top of the leaderboard. We had Dr. Football Mania in round one, and Dr. Football Mania is coming back, damn it.
DFM.
Losers this week, Dark Young Link. First off, he has terrible topic titles for these stupid why did they lose topics.
This is a giant groan as soon as you say his username.
And he's just like, I think he was like bitching about missing Noah Week and like claiming that Sep stalks him. He's a terrible user. He really is. Xtha, he's like a double loser this week. First off, his very slow updates with that top 100 users thing. Very slow updates. And he was really annoying with Sephiroth all week. I think that's the worst thing about Xtha. He's like really obnoxious, but he's not obnoxious about any underdogs. He's obnoxious about like the big favorite, you know? Like, there's one thing about being obnoxious about, like, I don't know, like, if I was obnoxious about the Lions, like, just laugh at me. You know, you got Xtha who's, like, obnoxious about every good team. Like, oh, this team's awesome. By the way, they're going to win. Ha ha. Like, you know how annoying that is? Anyway, Xtha promised he will finish that top 100 users write-ups in a week. So we're going to hold him to that. He might be back on the list next week. And Sir Chris for picking on a poor guy who was going to get a brain tumor. Dude, that's bullshit. That is bullshit.
In the future.
In the future.
You know who can see the future? Doctor Strange.
I don't know. It seemed to fit.
The Crimson Bands of Sidorak.
What? You're such a fucking nerd, Ash.
By the hoary hands of Hagov.
Survey says this week.
Would you fuck Doctor Strange?
Would you fuck Doctor Strange?
He can stop time and orgasm 50 times.
What? Is this like legit? A lot of time. Is this legit comic book shit?
I'm sure it is somewhere.
You should be a writer, Ed.
A Doctor Strange comic book writer.
I'm sure there's like some Japanese hentai.
Doctor Strange hentai.
Love that shit.
Yeah. Doctor Strange Haruhi hentai.
I know there's Japanese people that would jack off to that. Vulture's jacking off to it right now.
No.
Endgamer.
That's a lot of times to orgasm.
It's Doctor Strange, dude.
Doctor Strange.
The survey says this week is, do you think Rusty's gonna die? No, it's not. Terrible.
Oh my god.
Most people would be like, who's Rusty? Would you pick Lightning to beat Sonic in the next character battle?
I think 3% if you poll yourself would.
Yes. Okay. Do you want to see Blastoise in the next character battle? How's that?
That's a little better.
No.
Do you think that Neon's anime topic is awesome?
I kind of do, yeah. It's great.
How's that going, Neon? How's your anime topic going?
Not too bad. I watched the episodes. I was away for a week, so I didn't get to really, like, tune in. But I'm watching, like, one every 2 or 3 days and, like, complaining about it.
I love everyone's like preparation to win user of the year. Like Rusty's preparation is getting brain surgery. Neon's preparation is watching anime.
Do you think if I played like Pokemon with people online that would help?
Oh, for sure. People would vote for you all over the place. Also say that you're attracted to one of them.
Like the
users of the Pokemon.
Just be like, you know, I'm not really into Pokemon, but man, that is one sexy Pokemon.
Oh, I gotta be. I thought you meant I should be attracted to like the utility man or something.
Oh no! Like, oh, only Pekinus is attracted to him.
Oh,
that was a little depressing to talk about. God, I'm gonna get an IM about this. He's not
gonna
go. Do you
think they had cyber sex?
No.
Pekinus is kind of a cock tease.
Tom's waiting for marriage, so...
Like,
no.
Pekinus doesn't seem like the type to actually, like, you know, do anything.
Oh, no.
Pekinus would probably just be like, teehee,
teehee, you're funny.
I touch my clothing in a suggestive way, teehee. Yeah.
Does it gross you out thinking about a female doing that, Ed?
Yeah, totally. I can't believe that a female would dare do that in my presence.
So give me a survey says, God.
The Blastoise one was fine, God.
Neon didn't like it.
Yeah,
I need Neon's
is dumb.
I need Neon's approval.
Something with Doctor Strange.
Like
do you like Coke more than Pepsi? Bam.
What?
Instant
How is that
survey
relevant?
Says.
Do you think Doctor Strange drinks Coke or Pepsi?
Yeah.
Or does he microbrew his own soda with magic?
Does Doctor Strange drink Coke? Yes or no? Over Pepsi. Over Pepsi. I'll probably get the one before
it's
I post.
Like he might be a Pepsi guy.
So I'll need to include like pics of Doctor Strange.
I think he's a Mr.
No, Ed, I need you to Photoshop a picture of Doctor Strange with Coke and Doctor Strange with Pepsi. See which one's even more.
Like, put a question mark between the two of them. Like a versus tag.
I think we have a new topic series for Shine.
Doctor Strange.
Kobe battle is getting a little outdated. I think we need Doctor Strange battle.
Doctor Strange battle. Oh my god.
Doctor Strange Pepsi battle 2010.
Maybe if like there's a games contest this year, we can do the like insert Doctor Strange into each like a screenshot of each game.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Doctor Strange in River City Ransom.
We make moments in this podcast, and we improve the board so much. So yeah, there'll be a survey status before the topic's up. I'll just have to discuss it with Neon, find one he approves of.
Uncharted, right. Doctor Strange's fortune.
So, thank you everyone for being on the podcast. Thank you, Ed.
Of course.
Thank you, Neon.
Could Doctor Strange beat Superman?
Probably.
Oh.
And Rusty. Wow. Rusty, thank you very much for your time.
No problem.
I hope you weren't too offended.
No.
I hope you get better.
Yeah, Rusty, we'd love to have you on when you get better. Unless you're retarded, we don't want you. Well, we might want you on.
No, we do. I thought we described that already.
But really, Rusty, we do think you'll be fine. You know, these things have a way of working out.
I bet you a donut. You'll be okay.
Get better.
Get better. No, seriously, we wish you the best. The whole serious business community wishes you the best, Rusty. And we look forward to talking to you after your surgery.
Hopefully I can remember what this place is.
Oh, man. No, that'd be awesome if you got amnesia. Like, you could be, like, fucking a Final Fantasy character in Board 8.
You get, like, the obnoxious kind of amnesia, like the guy from Memento had. You can't remember, they can't make new memories.
Oh, no, you're just ruining the concept now. No, my idea is he comes to Board 8 and we, like, unlock his memories.
What?
Through mini games.
Through mini games and the power of friendship.
So, that is all. Get better, Rusty, and I am out. Hope no one was no offended by that show, because that was kind of an offensive show.
As opposed to...
I just feel like there's a difference between picking on fat people and picking on, like, ill people.